Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner on KQWC for this Friday morning. Well, the Iowa Legislature begins its 2024 session come Monday. It's our pleasure speaking with our State Representative Shannon Latham from our area. And Shannon, very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Pat. It's always nice to have a chance to visit with you and your listeners.
Absolutely. So, getting all excited for Monday, I presume.
I am. It's always an exciting time getting back into session. It's kind of like looking forward to the first day of school, if you will. A lot of anticipation and excitement to get to be back and see, just see everyone again and get back to work.
Yes, and I'm sure you've heard a lot from your constituents these last several months there, Shannon, as we prepare for the opening day coming up on Monday. What do you think are going to be some of the big things facing you and your fellow colleagues there in Des Moines starting Monday?
Sure. So my colleagues and I have had a chance to meet a couple of times before session began just to talk about what our priorities are for the upcoming session. And one of the things we continue to hear about is just improving education outcomes. You know, when I was a kid, we were at the top. I think we were even number one with education. And in recent years, we've really seen that slip. As far as our rankings go. So we want to take a look and see what we can do to help ensure that we're really setting Iowa students up for, and teachers up for success as well. So that's going to be one of our top priorities. I also ran on supporting small businesses. We're going to be taking a look to see what kind of support we can provide for that, because we know small businesses are the backbone of Iowa's economy. And quite frankly, Bidenomics has really hit Iowans' pocketbooks hard, so we need some relief. We're going to take a look and see what kinds of policies that need to be made to make it simpler for small businesses to do business, maybe cut some red tape, and see what we can do to help Iowa's entrepreneurs thrive. So those are a couple of our top priorities for the upcoming session.
What about the state tax? I know that Governor Kim Reynolds is looking at that when she addresses you and your fellow colleagues in Des Moines come Tuesday evening.
Yeah, that will be interesting to see what takes shape. The governor has certainly been out there in the media saying that we're not done yet. We've had every year that I've been in office, we've been able to have historic tax cuts. So I definitely know that providing additional tax relief is another one of the priorities, and we'll see how that all transpires.
And her address to the state is scheduled for this coming Tuesday evening on January 9th, starting at 6 p.m. What other issues do you think will be key in the 2024 session there?
We're going to continue to look at government transparency and efficiency. There was the big bill last year where the governor cut back the number of agencies, so that we're going to continue to take a look and see how we might modernize some of our systems. In particular, our IT system is outdated. Another issue we've heard a lot about is just increasing the quality of life for elderly Iowans. So I know that's something that's also a top priority. And then for me personally, last year I had introduced a couple of bills that didn't make it through the process. And so I am looking forward to reemphasizing my efforts on a bill to help ag educators. We're really seeing a loss of ag education instructors when they get to be about years 5 through 10. So hopefully this bill will help address that and encourage them to stay with ag education. I mentioned small business. That's definitely one of my priorities, helping support small business, and then also supporting those who help serve us. So last year I introduced a bill that would create an Army scholarship, so I'm going to be working on that. And also last year, in fact, I think at least 6, if not 8 years, the Iowa House of Representatives has passed a bill creating a length of service award program for volunteer firefighters and peace officers. I'd really like to see that make it to the governor's desk. So those are some of my priorities in the upcoming session.
Well, we'll see what happens in the next few months there, Shannon, as we get set for the start of the Iowa Legislature come this Monday in Des Moines. Shannon Latham, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Pat.